Okay, good morning. Today's daf is Yavama's daf Mem Dalet. We left off Mem Gimel Amud Beis at the Mishnah at the bottom of the Amud. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Landerer in honor of his wife and children. I'm not sure if it's also sponsored L'Tzchus Rufu Shlema for Esther Basara, but either way, she should have a Rufu Shlema B'Toch Shar Chali Yisrael. And we thank certainly Dr. Landerer for his continued sponsorship and support of the Daf Yomi Shir. So today we're going to cover two Mishnayos, so we're going to complete one Mishnah and then do a lot in a second Mishnah. The first Mishnah is going to tell us about, and this is the one on Mem Gimel Amud Beis, is going to tell us about a situation where there are multiple women who fall to one Yavam for potential Yibam. So what do we tell him to do? Does he do Yibam with only one of the women? Is it possible that he would do Yibam with multiple women? We'll see the Eitzah that we give to somebody who stands to perform the mitzvah of Yibam. We're going to talk about whether once you do Yibam, let's say if a brother was married to two women, and then the brother dies, so the two women fall to a brother to do Yibam, do you have to do Yibam on one or chalitz on the other? Or is whatever you do with one of the wives enough to allow the other wife to have the Zika terminated and then to have her go out and marry whoever she wants? So we're going to talk about that. That's the topic of the first Mishnah. The second Mishnah, which is toward the bottom of Mem Dalet Amud Aleph, is going to talk basically about various unions that result in, that are erva, and that result therefore potentially in mamzeras, if that union produces a child. And we're going to see there's a fundamental machlokes, what exactly it takes to create a mamzer. So we'll see, it's maybe not so easy according to one of the Mandi Amrim. Is it any chai ve'lav creates a mamzer? Do you need a chi of kares? There is also a shita that says that a chai ve'lav, a chi of kares is not enough. You need a union which is punishable by Mises Beistin. So we'll see all that, but that's about that's what the second Mishnah on the daf is about. So let's begin again. Mem Gimel Amud Beis, the Mishnah at the bottom of the Amud. So says the Mishnah as follows. Arba achen nesuin arba nashim. You have four brothers who are married to four different women, umesu, and all of the brothers die. So imratzo agadol shabem liyabe meskulam arishos biyado. If the oldest among the brothers wants to be miyabim all of the women, then he is certainly able to do so. Rashi points out the obvious, even though the Mishnah had said that we're dealing with a situation where there were four brothers who were married to four women, all of them died. It's obvious that there were more than four brothers. There obviously were, so Rashi says we're talking about where there were six brothers. I don't know why you chose six. Whatever the case is, there are more than four brothers, obviously, because the four brothers who were married all died. None of them had children. Now there are four women, each married to a different brother, who fall before the other brothers to do Yibam. So if the oldest one, because we've already seen in the previous dafim that mitzvah begadol, that ideally the mitzvah is for the older of the surviving brothers to perform the mitzvah of Yibam. So if you have these four brothers who are married to four different women, all of the brothers die without children, all of the wives fall to the remaining, to the surviving brothers for Yibam. So the gadol shabahem, the oldest among the brothers, is permitted to do Yibam on all of the women. Okay, that's case one. Case two, Misha Yanasu L'shtei Nashim, if a person is married to two women, as was permitted under Torah law, umes, and then that guy dies, and he doesn't have any kids, so his wives now fall to his brother for Yibam or Chalitza. So says the Mishnah, B'yaso Chalitza, so Shalachas Man Patera Sarasa. So over here we have a situation, this is the classic situation that we've been dealing with all Masechta long, so now 43 days with this, so we should be familiar. The fellow who died, the deceased, has a wife and a co-wife, and they both fall for either Yibam or Chalitza, but says the Mishnah, if you do Yibam or Chalitza with one of the women, it paters the other woman, because it breaks the Zika for all of the women who fall to the surviving brother for Yibam or Chalitza, and even the one who did not have Yibam or Chalitza performed on her, the Zika is broken, she's free to marry whoever she wants. Says the Mishnah, turning to Mem Dalet Amud Aleph, Haisa Achas Ksheira V'Achas Psula. So let's say one of the women of the deceased brother is a kshera, the other is a psula. What does it mean, psula? Says Rashi, it doesn't mean that there's a psula in her yichus. What it means is that she's pusul for a kohen. Why would she be pusul to marry a kohen? She'd be pusul to marry a kohen because she's already a grusha from a previous marriage. And we know that a kohen is not allowed to marry a grusha. So you have these two women, they were both married to the dead brother. One of the women was never married previously, so she's kosher to kahuna, because she is now an almana, and almana is kosher to a kohen, unless the kohen happens to be a kohen gadol. And the other woman was a grusha from her previous marriage, so she is not able to marry a kohen. So says the Mishnah, imayacholetz, if the fellow wants to do chalitza, and we know that if he does chalitza with one of the women, it's going to break the zika for both of the women. So says the Mishnah, imaya choletz, choletz lepsula. If he's going to do chalitza anyway, so let him just do chalitza on the one who's already pasul l'kahuna. Because the halacha is that if a woman receives chalitza, that woman becomes pasul to kahuna, because chalitza is sort of like gerushin, a little bit. And we know that a grusha is pasul l'kahuna, and so too a chalutza is pasul l'kahuna. So says the Mishnah, this is a din in common sense, and it's also a din in sensitivity, Rashi points out. The Gemara actually points out towards the end over here that it's only right. If you're going to pasul a woman anyway, for the kahuna through the chalitza, you may as well do the chalitza on the woman who's already pasul l'kahuna. And Rashi says that the phrase which was popular in the days of the Gemara was lo yifsal sakshera l'kahuna. Good, so you shouldn't pasul the kosher one for kahuna to lo yishpach adam meboro v'acherim tzrichem lam, because you shouldn't spill out a pitcher of water if somebody else wants a drink. Meaning, you have a woman who right now is kosher l'kahuna. That's the one who was never previously married and was never divorced. You have another woman who's already pasul l'kahuna. So why are you going to pasul this other woman to a kohen? Now your friend who's a kohen is not going to be able to marry the woman. Better just to do chalitza on the woman who's already a divorcee. She's pasul l'kahuna anyway, and she'll remain pasul l'kahuna. So that's only it's only right, says Rashi. That's good midos. And says the Gemara, finishes the Mishnah rather, v'maya miyabim miyabim l'ksheira. And if you want to do yibum, you may as well do yibum on the kosher one. Now, if you're going to, and it doesn't dafka mean the kosher one, but if you want to do yibum, just do yibum on whichever one you want, basically, says the Mishnah. But if you're going to do chalitza anyway, and through your act, you're going to make the woman pasul l'kahuna, you may as well do the chalitza on the woman who's already pasul l'kahuna anyway. Okay, so says the Gemara. The Gemara starts off with the obvious diuk that we already made when we learned the Mishnah. Says the Gemara, arba achen sal kadaitach. How could it be that there were only four brothers? You told me there were four brothers. They were each married to a different woman. The brothers all died, and then the oldest brother could do yibum on all of them. I thought there were only four. Said the Gemara, no, not quite. Ela arba me'achin. There were more than four brothers. Four of them were married. All of those married brothers died without children. Now the surviving oldest brother can do yibum on all of the women. Says the Gemara, is that true? Or ishus biyado? Pishavkile, will we really let this fellow do yibum on all of these women? Vatanya, I be learning the rice of a karulo ziknei iro. So we're going to darshan the psukim about yibum and chalitza. So it says that the ziknei iro, zikanim generally is a reference to beistin. They call the fellow, hein veloshluchon. It means only the beistin, and not the shluche beistin. Rabbi Rucham Fishel Perlau's medayik from here that we need dayanim mumchim in order to preside over chalitza, and that it can only be dayanim mumchim. It can't be shluche beistin. Other achronim say no, there's no halacha that you need dayanim mumchim for chalitza. But what it means is that they have to be, for they don't have to be mumchim, but they at least have to be dayanim. They have to be a beistin. So v'korolo zikne iro aim v'lo shluchan. It's got to be done by the beistin. V'dibru a love, and what are they telling him? Says the Gemara, melame shemesien lo etzo genes lo, that they give him advice, they give him counsel. Shem hoya hu yeled v'hi zikna. For example, if the surviving brother is a young man, and the woman who falls to him in Yibum or to do Chalitza is an older woman. As Rabbi Leibowitz has mentioned many times, most of the Chalitzas he's aware of involves older couples where the guy dies childless and therefore the older woman falls before a surviving brother who's also generally an old person for Chalitza. But let's say the surviving brother is a young man and the Yavama is an older woman. Or who zakein v'hi yalda, or conversely, if he's an older gentleman and she is a young woman, so omrim lo, so they'll say to him, malach etzel yalda, malach etzel zikno, what are you messing around with somebody who is like 40 years older than you or 40 years younger than you? This is not a relationship that's a healthy relationship. So klach etzel shekamoscha. Go involve yourself with somebody who's your age. What do you want from this person who's 30, 40 years older than you or younger than you? Don't get involved in a relationship that ultimately is going to lead to strife, because there's no way that this relationship is going to survive and is going to function as a healthy relationship. So says the Gemara, lo tzricha de efshale. So says the Gemara, no. What it means is we're not talking about a situation where the wives fall to this fellow in Yibum and they're not appropriate for a relationship. We're not talking about a case where they're 40 years older or 40 years younger than him. Maybe they're or his age, and maybe he's a person of means, and therefore you can afford to have four wives. Good, so isn't I. But says the Gemara, so afilu tuva nami. So in that case, says the Gemara, shocking comment. So why do we cap the case where there were four women? So why do we say that if there were four women, that he could do Yibam on all four and now have four wives? Let him do Yibam even if there are more brothers who are married to more women and they all fall before the surviving brother for Yibam. If there were six, if there were eight, if there were 10, let him do Yibam on everybody. So says the Gemara, no, it's a tova kamash malon. Now again, we're giving him good advice. Dalit in tfei lo. Only maximum of four wives, no more than four. Says the Gemara, why? That seems like an arbitrary number. Ki echa d'nemtaya ona b'chodesh. So that he's able to perform the mitzvah of ona with each of these women once a month. Why would that be the case? So says Rashi, because the ona of a Talmud Chacham, that a Talmud Chacham generally has marital relations once a week. And if this person has four wives, then he's going to have relations with each of his wives one time a month. Because one week he'll do wife one, the next week two, three, four, so on and so forth. And therefore, he's mekayim his mitzvah of ona once a week. And each of the women have their needs for ona satisfied because they are with their husband at least once a month. So again, it's Eitzah Tova that the Gemara is suggesting. Says the Gemara now Vayter. So Misha Yanasi. So we have a situation where there's a fellow who was married to two women and the fellow dies and therefore the wives fall before the surviving brother for Yibam or Chalitza. So what the Mishnah said was that if you do Yibam or Chalitza with one of them, it paters the co-wife. Says the Gemara, good. The Niyavim Litarvayu. So why don't we do Yibam to both women? Why only one? Why not do Yibam for both? So Amar Rav Chiya Bar Abba, Amar Rav Yochanan, Amar Kra, because the Pasuk says, Asher li bone es beis achiv, because in the context of Chalitza, it says that this guy, the woman does Chalitza on the guy because he refuses to build the bayis of his brother. But from the word bayis is singular. So it's mashma that he should ideally perform the mitzvah of Yibam and build one of the houses of his brother, of his deceased brother, meaning he should marry one of the women, but he shouldn't marry both of his dead brother's wives. Says the Gemara of Nicholas Lutavayu, okay, so you're not going to do Yibam to both of them because it says Asher Yibanez Besachiv and not two houses, but why don't you do Chalitz on both of the women? So Amar Marzutra Bartuvi Amar Kra Beis Cholot Sanoal, again, because the Pasuk says Beis Cholot Sanoal, that's what it's called, and Bayis Echadu Choleis Vena Choleis Shtebatim. And similarly, just like you do Yibam only on one and not on both, so too you do only Chalitz on one and not on both. Says the Gemara, but why don't we have a split here? V'niyabim l'chada, v'naklots l'chada. Good. So you're not supposed to do Yibam on both. You're not supposed to do Chalitza on both. Do Yibam on one of the women. Do Chalitza on the other woman. So says the Gemara. So Amar Kra im lo yachpots, because you only do Chalitza where im lo yachpots. So ha chafetz yabeim. But it has to be a situation where if you did want to continue the relationship with this woman, you would have been able to do Yibam. But here, you could not do Yibam on the woman who you're doing Chalitza with, because you already did Yibam on her co-wife, and you can't do Yibam on both of the co-wives. So the cardinal rule is where a woman is fit to do Yibam, that's where there's a possibility for Chalitza. Where there is no possibility to do Yibam, then it is impossible to do Chalitza. Says Tosfos over here, there's a Tosfos in the middle of the page, Dibre Maschil Kol, Kol Sheina Ola Vim Tomar Barei Cheresh V'Chareshes. But if you have a deaf person, the Ein Olin L'Chalitza, that they cannot have Chalitza performed because the Chalitza process involves saying a bunch of things and these people can't hear anything. V'Olim L'Yibam, but they're allowed to do Yibam. I thought you told me the rule is that the only time you do Yibam is if you could do Chalitza. The only time you do Chalitza is if you could do Yibam. And over here, we're saying that they do Yibam and not Chalitza. Gidamar v'perek cheresh, v'yesh lomar d'asam b'dei Chalitza n'ino elo d'pamayu d'chavlu. Says Tosfos over there, fundamentally, they're fit to have Chalitza performed on them. It's only there's an externality that prevents them from doing Chalitza, which is that they don't have their faculties. But fundamentally, there's nothing wrong with doing Chalitza with this person. However, over here, where you wouldn't be able to do Yibam, and we know you wouldn't be able to do Yibam because you already did Yibam on the co-wife, there was no possibility of doing Chalitza on the co-wife, because it's impossible to do Yibam with her. Va'od, says the Gemara, another reason why you don't have to do Chalitza on the co-wife, Shelo yomru bayis miksaso banu miksaso chalot, so that you shouldn't say, oh wow, this guy, he died, he left two wives. So generally speaking, we know it's a very simple calculus. Either the brother steps in and is bona the bias of his brother, or he does chalitza, and then we call a base chalitza anol. But it's going to be very confusing if there's a hybrid situation where half of it, he did do yibum and he did do chalitza, so he was bona the house of his brother, but it's also a base chalitza anol. It's going to get very confusing. Says the Gemara v'yomru, so let people talk. Who cares? In other words, good, so it's going to be confusing. You know what? People are smarter than we give them credit for. They're going to figure it out. It doesn't make a difference. Who cares what people say? Says the Gemara, Idmi Abim Vader Chalitza Chinami. You're right. You know, technically, if first he does Yibam with one of the women, and then he wants to do Chalitza on the other woman, then fine. Eladilma Chalitz Vader Miyabim. However, the concern is that lest he do Chalitza first, and then he tries doing Yibam with a co-wife, V'kamle B'lo Yibaneh. And then he's going to violate the lav of lo yibane, that the pasuk says v'lo yibane, meaning kivan shelo bana. The Gemara doesn't spell it out, but the drush and the psukim is kivan shelo bana shuv lo yibane. Once you make the decision that you are not going to build your brother's house because you're going to give chalitza, you're going to do chalitza with one of the women, shuv lo yibane, you can't go on and build the brother's house anymore. So if you did chalitza on the first wife, then it's not going to be possible for you to do Yibam on the second wife because you already demonstrated that you don't want to be bona es beis achiv. Says the Gemara, V'ema ki icha chada teskayim mitzvas Yibam, ki katarti lo teskayim mitzvas Yibam. So why don't we just say, let's make a hard and fast rule that Yibam only applies when there is one wife. Maybe when there is more than one wife of the deceased brother, there's no mitzvah of Yibam at all. Says the Gemara, well, imkain soras erva dasa rachmana lamali. So if that's the case, why then do we have to say that the tsara of an erva, let's say if your brother is married or if a brother is married to two women, one of whom is an erva to you, so you can't perform Yibam with that woman because she also happens to be your sister, for example. So we say that also her co-wife, the tsara of that woman who's an erva to you, also is usher to you. But if it's the case that Yibam only applies a blanket rule when there's one wife, but it never applies when there are two wives, so the reason that this woman is usher to you in Yibam has nothing to do with the fact that she's a tzara zareva. It has to do with the fact that she's one of two wives, And whenever there are two wives, there's no mitzvah of Yibum. So says the Gemara, Lama li ashta beis bialma amrit lav b'nei chalitza v'yibum ninut saras erva miboy. So if two random women aren't going to be included in the mitzvah of Yibum and chalitza, certainly saras erva is not going to be included in the mitzvah of chalitza or Yibum. Alama lo, so but is that the case? So really we need it. No, could be that whenever there are two women, there is no mitzvah of Yibum, period. Nevertheless, there still would have been a reason to teach me separately that a tsaras erva is usur to me. Why? Because I might have thought we don't view this as a situation where there were two co-wives who were falling to him for Yibum, because one of the co-wives is also an erva to him. One of the co-wives is, let's say, for example, his sister. And therefore, we would think, perhaps, Havamina, that we would ignore the erva for the purpose of determining whether there were two women. We don't even count her as a wife who is falling to this fellow in Yibum. I might think that we ignore the erva and we just allow him to do Yibum on the co-wife. Kamash Malan. Da sire, kamash malan, that we don't ignore the co-wife for this purpose, and therefore it's usur to do yibum on the tsaras erva, says the Gemara, el yivimto yivimto ribui. So there's a ribui in the pasuk, yivimto yivimto, from which we learn that yibum applies even when there were two wives. So Yibum does apply even when there are two wives, and that's why the Pasuk has to teach me that even though Yibum ordinarily applies when there are two wives, if one of the women is an erva to you, then there is no mitzvah, and in fact it's usur to perform Yibum with the co-wife as well. So again, according to the conclusion of the Gemara, if there are two women who fall to you, there is a halacha of Yibum. It's not the case that Yibum just simply doesn't apply. There is a din of Yibum, but you only do Yibum with one of the women. And similarly, once you do Yibum or once you do Chalitza, the other one is exempt automatically, and she is then able to marry whomever she wants. Says the Gemara Vayter, Ha'isachas Ksheira, we said if one of the women was kosher and the other woman was already pasul lakuna, and you're going to do Chalitza, you may as well do Chalitza on the woman who's already pasul lakuna, because the Chalitza itself pasuls her to kahuna. And why are you going to pasul a new woman to kahuna if you could just do it on the woman who was already pasul lakuna anyway, because she's already a grusha from a previous marriage? Samer Rav Yosef, Kan Shana Rebbe, Lo Yishpacha Demei Borov, Achirim Tzrichelem, Ezerech Cheretz. Why are you going to pour out your pitcher of water if somebody else needs a drink? In other words, if there's a woman who's fit for a kohen, don't pasul her to kahuna. Just do the chalitz on the one who's already pasul to kahuna. Okay, says now the Mishnah, two-thirds of the way down on Mem Dalid Amud Aleph. Hamachzir grushaso. If a person is machzir his grusha, he remarries the woman who he divorced, and Rashi points out a critical word that's missing from the Mishnah, Misha Niseis, after she got married in the interim, because there is no problem if you get divorced from a woman from taking her back in marriage. There is no isser whatsoever. However, if she got married in the interim to another man, then there is an isser to take her back. So by taking her back, we're dealing with a case, would become evident in the Gemara, we're dealing with a case where the guy is over on a lav by taking his wife back. So a machzer grusha, so if a person is machzer is grusha after the grusha got married to somebody else in the interim, va nose chalutzaso, and if a person gets married to a woman who already did chalitza on, now chalitza, as we've been saying, is sort of like gerushin. It means that you're rejecting this woman. You do not want to get married to this woman. So after giving the woman chalitza, now you decide you want to marry her. Vanose krovas chalutzaso. Or if, let's say, you did chalitza on a woman and now you want to marry her sister, and krovas chalutzaso is sort of like krovas grushaso. It's sort of like the sister of your ex-wife. Now, the sister of your ex-wife remains usur to you so long as the wife is alive. If she dies, then you're allowed to marry your sister. If you divorce the woman, then you're not allowed to marry your sister. So, if a person marries either his chalutza, or if he marries the krova of his chalutza, yotzi, that marriage has to be dissolved. Vavlad mamzer divrei Rabbi Akiva. And the Vlad, if this union produces a child, that Vlad, that child is going to be a mamzer, according to Rav Akiva, because Rav Akiva is the man d'yamar who says, yesh mamzeros b'chayve lavin, that the child, the offspring, has the status of a mamzer if the union was one that involved an isser lav. The Chachamim Omrim ain't a Vlad Mamzer. The Chachamim say no, the Vlad is not a Mamzer, because the Chachamim are of the view that there's only Mamzerus Bechaive Krisus, only by a union which is prohibited by punishment of Kares, not by punishment of Lav. And however, says the Gemara, Umodim Benose Krovas Grushaso Shavlad Mamzer. But they agree that if a person marries the Krova of his Grusha, of his divorced wife, that the Vlad is a mamzer. Why? Says Rashi, de grushaso ki ishto, because his divorced wife is like his wife. Va'achoso imo chayve krisas ninu lagabe. And therefore, the relative of his divorced wife is chayve krisas. So it's a weird use of the word umodim, because the Chachamim's whole shita is that there is mamzeres only by chayve krisas. And the example in the last case of the Mishnah is a situation where there is a chiyuv kares. So I don't know why they use the word umodim, but what we see in the Mishnah is a fundamental machlokas, Rabbi Kiva and the Chachamim, whereas Rabbi Kiva says that there is mamzeres from a union that is a chayve lav, that's usher with an isser lav, whereas the Chachamim say that the only time there is mamzeres is where the union is usher not only by lav, but dafka by a chiyuv kares, by an isser kares. Okay, so says the Gemara now on the last skinny line. The Sava Rabbi Akiva, and does Rabbi Akiva hold, Hanose Krovas Chalutzaso, if a person marries the relative of his Chalutza, let's say his Chalutza's sister, Havlad Mamzer, does he say that the Vlad is a Mamzer? Ve'yama Resh Lakesh, but Resh Lakesh says, Kanshana Rebbe Achos Grusha Midivrei Torah, that Achos Grusha is Usser Midivrei Torah, you're not allowed to marry your divorced wife's sister, that's an Isser Daraisa. Achos Chalutza Midivrei Sofrim, but Chalutza, we're going to treat her like a Grusha, but she's not like a full-fledged Grusha, and therefore the Isser to marry the sister of your Chalutza is only an Isser Midrabanan. Now, even Rabbi Kivo says that there is Mamzeres Mechayve Lavin, the only Chi of Lav, or the only Lav, that the only Isser that Rabbi Akiva would say leads to Mamzeres is an Isser Daraisa, but not an Isser Drabanan. He's not going to say that any union which is Usser Midrabanan is going to lead to Mamzeres. I mean, it's certainly not the case. So says the Gemara, Tani Krovas Grushaso. No, you're right. Rabbi Akiva would agree that Krovas Chalutzaso does not lead to Mamzeres, because that's only an Isser Midrabanan. When he said that the Krova of something leads to Mamzeres, that's Krovas Grushaso, that the divorced wife's sister, which is Usser Midoraisatim, that's what leads to Mamzeres. Says the Gemara, Chinami Mistabra, and it's also Mistabra, Diktani Seifa, because in the Seifa we say, Modim Benose Krovas Grushaso Shavlad Mamzer. And we had said at the end of the Mishnah that the Chachamim admit that they agree that if a person marries the relative of his divorced wife, that the Vlad's going to be a mamzer. See, Amrit Bishlama Ayriba Hanidiktani Modim. If Rabbi Akiva himself is talking about a case where it's talking about a case of Krovas Grushaso, then I understand why at the end of the Mishnah we say the Chachamim agreed to Rabbi Akiva. They agreed to the case that he was already talking about. Eli Amrit Lo Ayriba. But if the Rabbi Akiva himself was not ever talking about a case of Krovas Grushaso, rather he was talking about a case of Krovas Chalutzaso, so Mayimodim. So then the end of the Mishnah is a non sequitur. So if Rabbi Akiva was never talking about a Krovas Grushaso, why would the Chachamim say, oh, when we admit by Krovas Grushaso that the Vlad's a mamzer, Rabbi Akiva was never talking about that case? Says the Gemara, V'dilma Alkamash Malan. No, maybe this is what the Mishnah is coming to teach us. The Yesh Mamzer Mechayve Krisis. That as Rashi explained the end of the Mishnah. Maybe what the Chachamim are teaching me at the end of the Mishnah is that there is Mamzerus by Chayve Krisis. Meaning, although the Chachamim disagree with Rabbi Akiva and say that there is no Mamzeres for Chayve Lavin, the Chachamim will agree that there is Mamzeres by Chayve Krisas. Says the Gemara, Haktani Lala Kaman, Ezo Mamzer, Kol sher basar shubala yavad divrei Rabbi Akiva. But we already know this because we have a machlokas and a brisa. Who's a mamzer? Anybody who comes from a union which is usur because of an isur lav. That's Rabbi Akiva shita. Rav Shimon HaTimni Yomer Kol Shachiyavana Lav Kares Bidei Shemayim. Rav Shimon HaTimni says that a mamzer is somebody who results from a union where they are usur to each other be isur kares. V'halacha kidvarav. And the halacha is like Shimon HaTimni. So you're going to tell me that our Mishnah is teaching me a chiddush that the Chachamim, even though they disagree with Rabbi Akiva and they say that there is no mamzer by chayve lavin, they agree that there is mamzer by chayve krisas. We already know Rav Shimon HaTimni says that there is mamzeres by chayve krisas, and the halacha was already paskin like him. So what do I need this Mishnah for? Says the Gemara Vidilma Kasasam Latanak Rav Shimon HaTimni. Well, maybe our Mishnah is making a stam tana. It's a stam Mishnah like Shimon HaTimni, who says that there's only mamzeres by chayve krisas. Says the Gemara, im kain, listening share chayve krisas, krovas grushas olamali. So says the Gemara, no, if the purpose of this Mishnah was to make a stam tana like Shimon HaTimni, who would teach me that there is mamzeres by chayve krisas, we should have articulated the halacha in a much broader way. We should have said there is mamzeres by chayve krisas. Why are we dealing with a specific case of krovas grushaso? That doesn't make any sense. So says the Gemara, Elishmamina Ayriba. So it's obvious that Rabbi Lazar himself, or Rabbi Kiva himself rather, was talking about Krovas Grushaso. Vidilma Liolam Lo Ayriba. No, maybe he was not talking about Krovas Grushaso, maybe he was talking about Krovas Chalutsaso. Vaide the Tani Machzer Grushaso Venose Chalutsaso Ukrovas Chalutsaso. But in the focus again on the cases in the Mishnah. We talk about Machzer Grushaso Mishnah. Person who marries his chalutza. A person who marries the relative of his chalutza. Taninami krovas grushaso. So we also, at the end of the Mishnah, talk about krovas grushaso, because we talk about machzer grushaso, chalutzaso, krovas grushaso. There's a symmetry now to the Mishnah. Ela krovas chalutzaso l'Rav Akiva avi mamzer. But let's come back to this. So are you suggesting that Rav Akiva is not talking about a krovas grusha? He's talking about a krovas chalutza. But a krovas chalutza, we said, is only yasser midrabanan. So how could you say that Rabbi Akiva says that somebody who's only usher to midrabanan leads to mamzeres? That doesn't make any sense. So Rabbi Akiva Rabbah, Rabbi Yochanan, Hainu Tamid, Rabbi Akiva, Demakra, Beis Cholot Sanoal, Akosav Karu Beiso. The Pasuk calls her like his house, meaning that it is an Isser Daraisa, if not an Isser Drabanan, because the Pasuk compares his chalutza to a grusha. The Pasuk compares the chalutza to a real wife. So I'm a Rav Yosef, I'm a Rav Shimon Berebi, Akol Moda B'machzer Grushaso. Everybody agrees that by Machzer Grushaso, turning to Memdalad Amad Beis, Shavlad Pogum L'Kuhuna, that the Vlad is Pogum to Kuhuna. In other words, that the Vlad, if the offspring is a daughter, or if the child is a daughter, she is not able to marry a Kohen. So Man Akol Modim, who's the Akol Modim? Shimon HaTimni, it's Shimon HaTimni. The Afla Gav, the Amar Shimon HaTimni, Ein Mamzer Mechave Lavin. Even though Shimon HaTimni argues with Rav Akiva. Rav Akiva would hold again that if a person is Machzer or Grusha after she gets married and it's a Chayve Lav, and then they have a child, that Vlad is going to be a Mamzer, according to Rav Akiva, because Yesh Mamzeres Pechave Lavin. Shimon HaTimni argues and says that there's only Mamzeres Pechave Krisas. But even Shimon HaTimni would say that this child is not a Mamzer, and he the Mamzer, Lahavi, Pagami Yohavi. Even though the child is not a Mamzer, still the child is not fit to marry a Kohen. Mekal v'chomer me'almana. And it's a Kal v'chomer from an Almana. What's the Kal v'chomer? Says the Gemara like this. Uma Almana l'Kohen Gadol. Shein Yisuri Shava v'kol. Madach an almana to a kohen gadol, where the iser is not evenly applied, because the almana is only usher to a kohen gadol, not to any other kohen. Bina pagum, if the almana nevertheless gets married to a kohen gadol and they have a child, the child is going to be pagum for kahuna. Zu she'isura shava b'kol, this machzer grushatzo, where it's usher for everybody, not only for a kohen gadol, ain't a din shebna pagum? Isn't it obvious that the child should be pagum for kuna, should not be fit for kuna? Says the Gemara, not a good kal v'chomer, because ikal mifrach ma'al almana shekein hi atzma mischaleles. Nah, because by the Almana, she herself is mischaleles. She herself does not become fit for any other Kohen. If she married a Kohen Gadol, and then the Kohen Gadol dies, she now cannot get married to a regular Kohen, because she makes herself a Chalala. But by Machzer Grushaso, says Rashi, by Machzer Grushaso, she's not Mischalel herself by getting remarried. She was already unfit for Kahuna from the first time she got divorced. So Almana's worse than the Machzer Grushaso, because she passels herself L'Kahuna. Says the Gemara, V'od, he toevakse vein banea toavin. Also, it says that she is a toeva. It says that she is a toeva, but not that. In other words, she's a toeva, meaning the woman who remarries her ex-husband is a toeva, but not her kids. So her kids are not going to be pogum. V'od Tanya hamachzer grushaso. Also, it says hamachzer grushaso vanose chalutzaso vanose krovas chalutzaso. Rabbi Kiva Omer ain lo ba kedushin vein tzricha menu get. That there is no kedushin, it's not tofsa mechayve lavin. Therefore, she doesn't require a get. Vehi psula, and she is pasul. Uvlada pasul, and any child of that union is also going to be pasul. Vekofen also lahotzi, and we force them to get divorced. The chachamim omrim, and the chachamim say, yesh laba kedushin. Kedushin is tofes. Vetzrichem en a get, and therefore, if they then want to get divorced, they require a get. She requires a get. Vehi ksheira. Vlada kasher, and she's kasher, and the Vlad is kasher. So we see over here explicitly that the Chachamim say the Vlad is kasher. So says the Gemara, Laman, lav lakuna. Doesn't it mean that she's that the Vlad is kasher lakuna? So don't tell me that the Chachamim agree that even though the child's not a mamzer, she's going to be pasul lakuna. We have here over in a brisa that says that the Vlad is kasher lakuna. Says the Gemara, lo lakahol. She's not kasher to kuna. She's kasher to kol, meaning she's not a mamzer. Iachi hikshe ralaman. When we say that the woman who is machzer, who remarried her ex-husband is kosher, who does that refer to? Ilay malakal. If you want to say that she's kosher lakal, that she's able to remain part of the Jewish community, pshita mishum dezanya afsala. Okay, so she violated a lav. There are plenty of people walking around who violate lavim. We don't say that they're all pasul lakal. Ella lav lakuna. Elamai, what we mean to say is that she's now pasul lakuna, the woman who got remarried to her ex-husband. Umedehi lakuna, vladanami lakuna. And from the fact that when we say that she is kosher lakuna, so too it means her child is kosher lakuna. Says the Gemara, midi ira, had kadisa, va kadisa. Says the Gemara, no, there's no comparison. We say that they're both kosher, but both kosher means a different thing. Lagabe the woman, it means she's kosher to kahuna. Ah, but her child is kosher only to the call and not to kahuna. Says the Gemara, chinami mistabra, and this is mistabra as well, diktani resha, ki psula uvlada psula. Because the reisha of this price has said that she's pasul and her child is pasul. See, psul laman, who is she pasul for? Ilei malakal. If she's pasul of a lakal, mishum dezani afsila lakal, because she went and committed an act of znus, she's going to be kicked out of the kal. Elalav lakuna. So elamai, she's now pasul takuna. Vlada pasul laman, who's the child pasul for? Ilei malakuna lakal kasher. If you want to say that she is that the child is only pasul the kahuna, but is mutter for the call, Rav Akiva Vlad Mamzer. But this is a product of a union which is chayvei lavin, and Rav Akiva Shita is that the Vlad's a Mamzer, so it's not fit for the call. Ela pshita la call. So elamai lagabi the kid, when we say that it's pasul, it means pasul to the call. Umidereisha hakadisa v'akadisa sevenami hakadisa v'akadisa. So from the from both in the reisha and the seifa, the takeaway is that when we say kosher or pasul lagabe the woman and the child, we mean different things. The child could be fit for the kol and usher for the kuna. The woman could be usher for kuna, and vice versa. The fact that we're going to apply his halachic status to the mother doesn't mean we're going to apply the same halachic status to the child. V'toeva nami, he toeva, vein sarasa toeva. And when it says he toeva, means that she's a toeva, and the co-wife is not a toeva. Aval banea toavin. So, but her kids are toeva as well. In other words, meaning they're mamzerim. El Almana Kasha. Says the Gemara, let's get back to that original Kal V'chomer. The Almana got married to a Kohen Gadol. Ma la Almana Shekein, he adds from Mischaleles. If the Almana herself is Mischaleles herself to Kahuna by getting married to the Kohen Gadol, why are her kids not Usser? Eli'i Amar Hachi Amar. Amar Rav Yosef from Rav Shimon Berebi, Yakol Modem Abal Chai V'Krisa Shavah Pogam. Everybody agrees that if you commit an act with a woman who is Usser to you on pain of Kares, the Vlad is going to be Pogam. Mana kol modim, who's a kol modim? I thought the vlad's a mamzer if there's a chayve krisas. It's Rav Yeshua. The aflagav demer Rav Yeshua, a mamzer me chayve krisas, need the mamzer lohave pogam miyahave. Even though now there's a third shita that we're being introduced to. So far we've seen the shita of Rav Akiva that there's mamzeres b'chayve lavin. The shita of Shimon HaTimni that there's mamzeres b'chayve krisas. Now the shita of Rav Yeshua that there's only mamzeres by chayve, that there's only mamzeres by chayve misas basedin. So even though the child's not a mamzer, still it's a pogum. So miu havi kavachomer me almana. It's a kavachomer from almana. Uma almana lekoin gadol sheni surah shava b'kol bane a pogum. Madach an almana where she's only usher to the kohen gadol, not to everybody, the child is going to be pogum. Zeus a surah shava b'kol. This woman where the isra shava b'kol on a chi of kares in adin shabane a pogum. Certainly, even though her child's not going to be a mamzer, certainly the child's going to be a pogum. V'chitim amal almana shekeni atzma mischal. Maybe there's no raya from Amana because Amana is so bad that she herself becomes a chalala. Achanami kivan shabala asazona. So also over here, she is going to be pasul lakal as well. And Rashi says, asazona pasul lakuna. Ava el agabe machzer gruchaso lakalishnu yachi. This woman who commits an act of znus is going to render herself pasul lakuna as well. I said lakal, but I meant lakuna. She's going to be pasul lakuna as well. And that's distinct from machzer gruchaso because Machzer Grushaso is already Usur to Kohanim, but this woman who does commit an act of Znus is going to render herself Pasul Lakuna, and therefore, turns out, according to the Maskana, she's no different than an Almana, because both the Almana and this woman Pasul themselves for Kahuna, and that's why their kids are also going to be Pasul for Kahuna. All right, so we're going to conclude here. The rabbi is back tomorrow. He'll pick up three lines up from the bottom on Mem Daled Amud Beis. Hope everybody has a great day, and a Gittin Moed.